Advocates say more than 25 women are on hunger strike at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. This follows reports of similar protests at the immigration lockup in April. KUOW's Liz Jones has more.
The detainees are reportedly demanding better food and medical care and fewer delays in their court cases. This week, immigrant advocates sent out recorded comments from a woman who's been held at the facility 3 months. Her name is Alma. They're treating us like we're animals, she said. Every day, we're doing worse than the day before. Alma says she's refused meals since May because a smell makes her feel sick, but she is buying some food at the commissary. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, oversees the detention center. A spokeswoman says reports of a hunger strike are untrue, but staff are monitoring the situation and take health issues seriously. In April, advocates also claimed hundreds of detainees joined a hunger strike to protest conditions at the Tacoma lockup. ICE officials refute that and say only one person was considered on hunger strike then after not eating anything for 72 hours. ICE also says staff recently met with detainees about changes to the menu and other concerns. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.